This is the brief on state regulations for AI therapy tools. Mental health AI chatbots are instantly shifting from theoretical policy debates into enforceable state laws, fundamentally changing how these apps operate. But as you'll see, states are handling this completely differently. First, let's contrast three state approaches. Iowa sets a basic safety floor requiring supervised use. Connecticut takes a massive 67-page omnibus approach, regulating everything from minor protections to creating a regulatory sandbox for testing. New York, however, uses a blunt prohibition approach, aggressively banning AI therapy chatbots altogether without exceptions. Imagine driving across the country, but the fundamental rules of the road completely change every time you cross a border. It's a massive headache for the developers building these tools. Second, so what does this all mean for a tech company's bottom line? Well, because of these varying statutory floors, companies can't just build one product for all 50 states anymore. Compliance is becoming a massive cost line. In New York, the cost is literally withdrawing the product. In Connecticut, it requires expensive labeling and audits. Companies must now model revenue based on surviving state-by-state categories, not nationwide sales. Now let's pivot to the people actually using this tech on the ground. Finally, what about daily clinician operations? The universal rule emerging across these fragmented laws is simple. The human clinician must own the clinical decision. The AI is restricted to specific, designated work, making unsupervised AI tools legal targets. Think of the AI as an overeager intern. It's super helpful for prep work, but legally forbidden from making the diagnosis or signing the final paperwork. The future of AI and mental health relies entirely on keeping human therapists firmly in the driver's seat.